And today we're going to be going over my old ass.
I think you're going to hate me.
Why? Who's your anti-MVP?
Aubrey Plaza.
Why?
Not going to lie.
Did a good job.
Ending was slightly disappointing.
No, bro. I thought you said you loved the plot twist.
No, the ending.
Like the actual ending. Yeah. We'll talk about the ending here in a second.
We'll talk about it now because it's on my mind.
So the plot twist for my old ass, a great plot twist.
Just need to know what happens like now.
I'm getting goosebumps, bro. I need
to know what happened. Like, and welcome back to the greatest show on earth.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Angel. And today we're going to be going over my old ass.
I keep thinking it's my lonely ass. That's what I'm going to get that mixed up. I'm going to try not to, guys. But Desk Popper is going to be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least for the non-spoiler part, so we can let you guys know if you should go watch this movie or not. But my lonely ass? Bro, I told you I'm going to get that wrong. My old ass.
Okay. Old ass, because you old.
Yeah, because you old. They also do the my young ass joke in there.
Yeah.
It's freaking lit in there.
It's like I had roll credits.
We're going to start with our letter grades.
Yeah.
Because this does not have a cinema score. I looked it up. It does
have a tomato meter.
It is. The tomato meter, 91%. The popcorn meter, the audience, 92%.
2%.
You saw that, didn't
no,
you?
No, I have it pulled up because you said there wasn't any.
Bitch.
You said there wasn't anything for cinema score, but I know Rotten Tomatoes, there's always something. 91 and 92.
Respectable. It's a good movie. What did you give it?
I give it a solid A.
A minus. Me looking at my notes like...
It's a good movie.
It is. It's a great movie. I genuinely... It was a good movie up until the end, and it was great at the end. So this is one of those movies where the ending and the plot twist got me.
I think that's what made this movie an A minus, because I had it at A minus too. The plot twist took it from an A minus to an A.
This is the first time, guys.
The plot twist was twisting.
It was plotting. It was doing everything. This is the first time where Angel leans over to me when the plot twist happens, and he's like, "We were wrong."
I was like, we were way off.
Yeah, we're like, it's not even. We've done
this enough to where we're like guessing. We're like,
yeah. We're throwing Hail Marys. We're like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And then when it happened, we were like, we didn't see that coming. Yeah, and I was genuinely surprised in a good way, because sometimes plot twists are like just.
They fall flat.
Yeah, they fall flat, or they're like so out of left field where thematically it just doesn't make sense, you know? And they're just for shock value. And you're like, what the hell? Like, it's not a good plot twist. But this was genuinely, I love the plot twist. And I'm the type of person.
We'll
guys,
talk about that later too.
We will. But I just want to put out that out
there. I thought you were about to blur.
No, I would never blur out. I was just gonna say, I'm the type of person where everybody has things that they like in a movie that make it better. And for me, it's a plot twist. A good plot twist will make a movie really jump into like the top tier movies for me, you know? And that's just like how it is. I love a good plot twist. I love a good ending. Everything can be good or okay, like beginning to middle, but a great plot twist and ending will make a movie for me.
100%.
We do have awards. Well, so that way we don't get in. Guys, I'm telling you.
It's award season in Desk Pop. We love giving out awards here.
And my old ass, who's the MVP for my old ass?
For me, it's going to be Elliot.
Yeah, I was going to give it to Macy Sella, the actress.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've been giving it to actors more than the characters, just because a lot of these movies have been great, and that's the work that the actors put in. That's why I usually like give it to the actors. It's hard for me to give it to a character, you know?
Yeah.
But I see why somebody would give it to a character. No, Ellie was great too. This is an unknown too. Like, actress, not unknown. She was in like a TV show or whatever, but like, this is her first.
She's an up and coming actress.
Yeah. I really loved her. Like, she did a great job. She was the heart and soul of the movie, and she really pulled this movie together. That's why I just gave it to her. She's just really.
Brought this movie together.
Yeah. She made this movie what it was. So
anti-MVP.
For my old ass. I'm going to paraphrase this by saying I just don't like the actor. It's going to be Perry White.
Really?
I've never liked him. He was in Wednesday. And, well, I don't like him. And also his face and, like, the way he is. I don't see him as a romantic lead. I see him more for, like, horror movies. Like, he has that face for, like, horror and that
I think that's why the plot twist got me.
Oh, okay.
Because you think the same thing. You're like, this guy's evil.
Yeah.
Evil! like, he's up to no good. Especially...
Every villain is without, lemons.
I was about to blur out the spoiler.
No, don't do it. It's a spoiler free review.
I think that's why. I think that's why the plot twist got me too, because of him too.
Yeah, and maybe I shouldn't give him the anti-MVP, but I also don't like his. I don't like him. I don't. I'm sorry. There's some actors that I don't like, and I'm hating. I'm a hater. He was like, "What's that mean?"
I'm not a hater.
Don't worry, I am. Yeah, and I am. I'm a hater, and I'm going to hate. Why? Who's your anti-MVP? Aubrey Plaza. Why?
I wish we would have seen her more.
Yes, dude. No, I have that in my notes. Literally right here. I was going to bring that up later, though. I wish we saw her more. I really do. This is one of... I kind of know why we didn't see her more, because she's in a lot of things this year.
She is.
She was in Megalopolis that just came out. Agatha.
My old ass. And maybe some other
movies. Maybe something else. So, I think this is a like an indie film kind of thing, you know? So they probably got a big actress, but like we're like, hey, we can't pay you that much. Can you just be in it for these couple of scenes?
Yes.
And the scene she was in, Scene Sealer, I wish there was like a middle part of the movie where I was like, where's Aubrey Plaza?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I gave her the anti-MVP.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from. And like, I would have given her to, because that's one of my worst moments is that, and we'll talk about that more, but I really love
Aubrey Plaza though. Like, yeah. The scenes that she was in, she did a great job. Hilarious.
We just wish there was more of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great actress, and that's all we want is more Aubrey Plaza.
More.
Give me more. I want it. Give me what I want. Do you know where that's from?
No.
Okay. It's Batista. It's a WWE meme. We do have the Horny on the Timeline Award Playa Playa making its comeback after a couple of weeks without one.
I guess that's what happens when you watch animated movies.
Yeah, like kid movies, you're like, yeah, it's a little weird.
Remember that officer?
Yeah.
Easy, 100%. Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot.
She kissed, it's in the trailer. She kisses herself. Yeah. You know, like, how you don't get hornier than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was thinking about this. If I met myself, I think it'd be a little weird to, like, kiss myself.
No homo.
No, right? But no. Like,
if you say no homo before,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it doesn't count. If you do it with socks on, it doesn't count, you know. But maybe it's easier for a girl. But like,
she wanted to kiss herself. She wanted to feel her own boobs, and she wanted to feel her own that.
And she was
own ass.
Yeah, but apart from that, she also makes out with a bunch of people. She's you know, she's just horny. And I'm just
I think it's like first 10 minutes we see her hook up with the
she talks about it too. She's like, chick. Yeah, no, first 10 minutes, first 2 minutes.
Oh, first, yeah, it was quick. I was like, oh, okay,
you know, like
this kind of movie.
I wish you watched Megalopolis just for Aubrey Plaza, because she gets it on multiple times. Multiple times. It's rated R, so you see some things. Yeah. Just
crazy
putting that out there.
No, but this easy horny on the timeline.
Yeah,
theater experience.
Yeah, we went together.
We went last night.
We went
on a Friday night.
Oh my god, bro, it's Saturday. I keep forgetting. I'm like mixed up on my dates. We went to this theater that we usually don't go to, but I will say, dude, we were next to two people who had their shoes, socks off. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, they were just bare feet.
Maybe that's normal.
Feet kicked up. That's not normal. I haven't seen it. That's the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, what if they were girls and they were wearing sandals?
They were two old couples. You did not see them?
They were girls, though.
No, they were old.
But they were...
Yeah, but they weren't girls. They were...
Oh, yeah, they were women. Yeah.
They were women.
Yeah, but still... women. Maybe they were wearing sandals and they, you know... Would it be different if they were wearing sandals and they had their...
If they had, yeah, just the fact that they had them off was kind
of... Yeah, bare feet. It was a little weird. Also, I'm not going to lie. Dude, I really do think this theater had it darker. Like, I don't think it was meant to be that dark.
I think you're just so used to going to IMAX.
Yeah.
And Dolby. I think that's...
No, I've seen regular movies. I do think, dude, the screen was smaller and the screen was darker.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just the Dolby effect.
No, bro. I think so.
I was trying to look for that and I didn't notice it.
We sat down and I was like, is that the screen? Like, I was like, bro, that's a small screen. I don't know. Maybe I am used to it. Maybe I'm spoiled. And but.
I think that's...
I don't think I'm spoiled. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it.
Overall, a good theater experience, though. I was a little scared with those ladies. I thought their feet were going to stink. I thought they were going to make a ruckus.
I really wish we went to a different theater. But it's okay. That didn't hurt the movie. I'm just saying that was not my favorite.
We usually go to that theater.
Yeah, and I probably won't ever go back to that theater
again. I think it's just one of those things that, since it is such a small film, it was very limited as far as the showings and times go.
Even because it said it came out 2 weeks ago, but it was in no theater. So I think it came out like independently. I mean, it is. It's an independent film pretty much.
It is an independent film.
Which brings us to like the budget. So like this independent film got bought out.
It got bought out by Amazon for $15 million.
So we couldn't find a budget on it, but it was $15 million to buy it. I'm assuming it costs less to make.
What? I'm guessing like 10 million.
No, I'm guessing million, like 5 million at most.
Single digits.
Yeah, no. I think single. Like, dude, this movie. So I noticed.
Actually, you're right, because Aubrey Plaza wasn't in it enough to bring it up.
No, but also I was noticing these, and I noticed this with movie making. I noticed how many scenes and locations they go to, and how a lot of these locations, I think they did it on a farm in the outdoors because it's easier to film without needing a permit, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, like, I think that costs money to, like, get, like, and
setups and, yeah,
and all that. And it's a Canadian film. A lot of this takes place in Canada. The main actress is from Canada. I feel like so this whole movie takes place in Canada as well. So I think that whoever made this movie, I'm sorry, I should have done more research on this because I don't know who did, but I think they, like, cut a lot of corners, not like in bad ways, but in like, hey, we need to save money, let's do it in a location where it's probably free. And
I think we just don't see a lot of indie films, yeah, independent films. So
I see a lot. I do see a lot.
I don't think you see a lot. I've seen your Letterboxd.
Okay. Okay, calling me out. I see, bro. I see more than you for sure.
I know, but I don't say I see a lot.
I do see a lot. I know creators, I know movie creators that see a lot more than me. He watches every single movie that comes out the week of, you know, like he'll got five movies. He's like, these are five movies that came out this week, and I'm like, damn, you watched all of them? Good for you though. He's one of my favorites.
That's all they do.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish we that's all jobs. I do. Yeah, yeah, we got jobs. We got, but good for them.
That's just what we're trying to do.
Yeah, if I could see five movies a week and do it for y'all, I would. I would do 100%. This 100%. What were we talking about?
Box office.
Oh yeah,
600,000.
600,000.
Yeah.
No,
as of this recording, it's at 627,000.
No, I mean, okay, I'm not gonna lie, it has been out for like a couple weeks, like, just
apparently it is. It's just,
no,
it's weird. I honestly don't know when it's been out.
I think it's made, so it's festival season, like, yeah, like all the Sundance and all that. So it's been making its rounds in the festival, and a lot of the times it makes its money from there. So I do think this type of movie isn't successful based off the budget, because it's Amazon. So I think they're gonna try and make their movie their money back on streaming.
Yeah,
and people hopefully watching it because it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Should they go watch this movie?
I think people should watch this movie.
Yeah, I think you should support indie films. I think this is a great movie. I think it's a coming of age movie that has a lot of themes and a lot of,
it does a very good job of telling a story,
and the themes and what it's trying to tell, I think it does a great job as well.
100%.
And you should go watch the movie in theaters. I wouldn't even wait for Amazon.
That's what I'm saying.
Prime.
I just love theaters, man.
Yeah, dude, I love sitting down. I mean, yesterday, I'm not gonna lie, I've watched three movies. So I did this thing where you know, you're back, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore, and I just sat like this for like half of the movie, just because,
yeah,
I just couldn't lay down anymore.
Oh, I can do it. Like, I can all day.
Oh, good for you, bro. I was, and it made the noise, so I felt so bad because, like, yeah. I was like, yeah. So I was like, I can't go back now if I do this. Because,
but what does that bring us to?
Oh, the sponsor of today's video,
Despuff.
That's us, baby. That's us. I was about to press the button.
Make sure to comment, like, subscribe, guys. We're not gonna get tired of saying this. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars on there, please.
Please, please, I'm begging y'all.
I know some people don't like watching our videos on YouTube, yeah, or maybe it's just inconvenient for them.
It's understandable. So get on Spotify, get on Apple Podcasts, and listen to us. Listen to us on your way to work. Listen to us at the gym. Listen to us while you're cleaning. Put us in the background. You know, I want to build a community of moviegoers. This is what we're trying to do.
Yeah. 100%. We still have friends who don't even know we're on there.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. My mom was asking me today. She's like, what's your YouTube name? And I'm like, how are you not following me on YouTube? Following on Instagram, TikTok, you know, like
everything but YouTube.
Yeah, I'm like, mom.
But go subscribe.
Yeah, but go subscribe. Here's
go like every video.
Yeah, now.
Now.
Gotta watch the whole.
You gotta just loop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that brings us to
the spoiler zone.
Little.
Runtime.
The pacing. Another every time.
1 hour 40 minutes.
Yeah, this guy tried to lie to me, bro. That's what pisses me off. We sit down and I'm like, how long is this movie? He's like, 2 hours. And I'm like, this motherfucker lied. And I already know because I checked the runtime. Yeah, before anything. So I know what time I'm getting off, you know? It's important. I want to know. Like,
I'm a liar, guys. So yeah. I can't. What can I say?
He's a certified liar. I would not believe half of the things he says on this podcast.
And I just said it with the most straight face. I was like, oh, it's 2 hours.
But I was keeping track. And I was like, this motherfucker's lying. It's about to hit like an hour in. I'm like, this movie's, there's no way it's got an hour story left, you know? It's like, no way. But it was a good runtime.
Good runtime.
This movie had a lot of plot plots and like stories that it was trying to tell. And I thought it did a great job of keeping everything in line with the farm, her love story, her identity, what she was trying to do and all that stuff, like with her family, with her friends. It was did a great job of juggling everything.
This movie and The Wild Robot, they did a great job of taking advantage of that shorter runtime. They always had something going on.
Mm-hmm, I
always
agree.
Had something going on. I think that's a problem with longer movies, that sometimes you get those dead scenes.
Well, sometimes also like a lot of movies have a lot of things going on, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
that's what Megalopolis was. I'm gonna bring it up because that's the third movie I watched this week, and we're not gonna review it on the podcast, but that movie had so many things going on at the same time that you're like, you can't keep track of all the stories and everything that's going on with everybody, you know. Right. It was just very confusing. With this movie, it did have a lot of stories, but like it all revolved around one person, so it was easier to keep track of. And even if it wasn't revolved around her, I mean, I'm not saying that's the reason why, but it just helped. It helped this movie specifically, and all these stories were really tracked well, and it
not gonna lie,
did a good job.
Ending was slightly disappointing.
No, bro, I thought you said you loved the plot twist.
No, the ending.
Like the actual ending. Yeah. We'll talk about the ending here in a second.
We'll talk about it now because it's on my mind.
I was hoping
the movie would end with her in college at least.
Okay, let me do this first. What was the worst moment from my old ass?
The ending, like the very ending.
Like the actual ending, like not the like plot twist ending, but like how the movie, like final scene ended.
I was hoping it would finish with at least her.
Can you explain at least for the audience what was the final scene?
The final scene was just her on the phone with her future self, and her future self says, "This is the last thing I'm going to tell you." And she gives her a little bit of advice on life, and then the screen just goes to black. And
you don't know what happens. I mean, that's life.
I know, but I was just hoping it would end with, like, in my mind, it was, like, her and Chad, you know, setting up her dorm.
Aw, how cute.
And then ends there.
But that's a great thing about your imagination. It does end there for you.
I'm just saying, like, that would have been, like at least let me see them get to college together, you know?
Do you want to talk about it?
About what?
The plot twist.
Do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, it's on my mind, you motherfucker. So the plot twist for my old ass, a great plot twist. One of the best plot. We got to rank these plot twists like at the end of the year or something like that. The plot twist, so the whole movie.
It makes a breaker movie.
Yeah, it does.
That's what makes it.
It makes it. So the whole movie, I'm just going to start off by saying that Aubrey Plaza, the main plot is she tells her, hey, don't fuck around with a guy named Chad. Just don't do it. And for the most part.
No questions asked. Yeah. Just, if you see Chad, go the other way. Well, we see Chad, and it's like you said, you know, I see that actor, and I'm like, I don't get good vibes from this guy.
I was like, what is he going to do?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, we're at that point just throwing things. Yeah.
First,
I think the mom's dead. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, mom's dead in the future. And then she's like, no, mom's very really alive.
And I was still like a little skeptical.
And then I was like, okay, Chad like sexually abuses
her. Yes, that was your next one. And I just thought abuse. I was like, either abuse or cheating.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's about to do something along those lines.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker's up to no good.
Because especially like, he's got that face.
He does have that face, bro. He's got the horror face.
So I'm like, okay, he like abuses her in some capacity. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's like the safe bet, like 100%, you know. Yeah.
This whole movie, I thought he did something bad.
Evil.
I did not expect what was happening.
Throughout the movie, well, before we get to the plot twist,
especially
just kind of summarize it real quick.
Well, I do want to say this: Aubrey Plaza does a great job of not giving up the plot twist either, because the whole time she's just saying it in a very way that you feel like he did something wrong.
Yeah,
you know, so that's like she doesn't. She does
a really good job of leading you on.
Mm-hmm. And Aubrey Plaza is a great actress, and that's why we wish we would have seen more of her.
Yeah. So she tells her pretty much at the beginning, she's like, "Stay clear of Chad." Chad is, you know, no bueno. Just ignore him. Go the other way.
The whole movie,
they kind of get closer. And it's just natural, you know? Just they work together. They see each other all the time. And it's just...
But he's pushing. He's pushing.
He's pushing and she's pushing back because she's trying to listen to her older self.
But this guy's relentless, bro. He really wants her.
He's relentless and she starts falling for him. So then that's when she really wants answers. And she's like, I need to know what Chad does.
Yeah, because I'm falling in love with him.
Yeah, because I'm falling in love with him. And she even goes to the extreme. She goes to take shrooms again. Just to see if she can, like...
this is one of the funniest scenes for me. I know we're still on the plot twist explanation, but the funniest scene for me was when she takes the shrooms again for the second time and we see her dancing to Justin Bieber's. Yeah, dude, that was so funny for me because we see that and then it cuts to her at what she's actually doing, which is just, you know, just
dancing.
Yeah. Dancing, but they have the whole setup. I think that cost the most in the movie.
Probably.
Because that was a scene setup, but that was just the funniest moment for me.
So to summarize it, they end up hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's horny.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that too. Dude, we're pretty much explaining the whole movie, but go ahead.
Well, because the plot is that good.
It's that good.
So they hook up, and then he walks her home, and there she is, her old ass, Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? Like, and then her younger self is like, we hooked up. Like, I'm sorry, we did it. I folded. So then that's when she presses her like hard. She's like, I just need to know what happens like now.
I'm getting goosebumps, bro. I need to
know what happened. Like, she pretty much like begs her at that point.
Yeah.
And she breaks her. She's like, he's dead.
He dies.
And then like, it shocks her. Yeah, and it shocks us. We're like,
he whispers at me, I didn't see that coming. And I'm like, me too, motherfucker. Me too. I'm watching this movie too.
Aubrey Plaza's character does a great job. If she's like, and before you ask what I can do, there's nothing you can do. It's going to happen.
What do you think he dies from?
I'm guessing some sort of medical disease.
You think it's too late?
Probably.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, dude, the whole movie though leads to this moment, and you're shocked with Elliot, bro. You're like, what the hell? Like, what? That sucks. Because you think he's a bad person, but he's not. He loves Elliot and he just wants the best for her. And he's just a nice guy. And then he comes and he's like, hey, who's your friend? And I'm like, whoa, that's a whole new change. Like, you can see her.
That's a new dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. New layer to the movie. Like, whoa.
What the hell? And I really love this moment. I think this was the best moment.
Even before, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I thought this was the best moment from my lonely ass. From my old ass was the hug between Aubrey Plaza and Chad. That was so cute and romantic.
Because she's shocked.
Yeah.
She's like, this is like Chad, like actually him. Like, yeah. I can see him and feel him and he can see me. And it's.
And what sucks more than that is that she's watching him the way that she remembers him because he doesn't get older, you know? Yeah. She doesn't have a memory of him as an old, like her age.
As her current self, yeah.
So like I think that's more like you're seeing the way that he was.
Exactly how.
Yeah.
I think that hits harder because you remember him exactly. Like it's like a day hasn't passed.
For her, it's just crazy. And the plot twist was plotting.
Well, even before that, when they're talking at the beginning, it kind of like, it makes sense now because Elliot asks her older self, what is love to you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what Aubrey Plaza's character says? She's like, love to me is somewhere.
Safety something else.
And assurance.
Assurance, yeah. Which it is. I do agree with that. I think the person you love will make you feel safe and will make you feel like home and will make you just not worry as much.
Yeah. I think when you see that later,
mm-hmm.
where she's like, he's dead. He dies and it breaks us because he's everything we ever wanted.
I cried so much, bro. That was such a sad moment.
So from what it sounds like, she never got over it.
Yeah. And she never got closure, obviously. She
never got closure.
And I think Elliot was really brave. Younger Elliot. Oh, well, we call her Elliot. We call her Aubrey. But I think Elliot was really, really brave because she even told Aubrey, she's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to love him. I'm going to do it. I'm going to love him. I'm going to take that risk. And I'm going to enjoy the beautiful moments that I do get with him, even if it breaks my heart at the end. I'm like, true. Because like, yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, like
even when she calls her at the end, last scene where she's like, thank you for that because it made me real. Like that helped me move on.
I've had this conversation with Jasmine when we first started talking was if I had a disease and I was going to die or whatever, would I just stop talking to her? And I told her I would because I don't want to put her through that. And Elliot did the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you would do something like that. Like, let's say you just start talking to somebody and you know that you're about to die or you know they're about to die. Would you want them to tell you? Like, would you want them to just cut it off or would you be there for them? Or
I would do what Elliot did.
And be there for them.
And vice versa. I would wish that somebody was there for me in some capacity.
You see, I feel like I'm the opposite just because like, well, no, I'm not the opposite.
Which is so weird because I love being by myself. Like I travel by myself. I go out to eat by myself. Like you too. Like we do a lot of things by ourselves. But I don't know. Death is just one of those weird things where it's like.
Like I would be there for somebody, but if I was dying, I would hate to put that through somebody. I even told Jasmine, I was like, look, I would honestly just ghost you, and just, I would hate to put you through me dying and seeing you go through those emotions of losing somebody.
Is it going through those emotions, or you just don't want people to remember you like that?
Like dying?
Yeah.
I don't care about people remembering me, because I have a lot of videos of me out there. Like, you can remember me how I was and not like how I am, you know? Yeah. So that's not really worrying. What worries me is that, like, I'm going to die. Like, I mean, we're all going to die. But like, if I had like a finite, like, hey, this is the day that you're going to die, or this is around the time you're going to die, I'm like, I would rather not put people through that. Like, you, obviously that's different because we know each other. But even then, I'd probably, like, it'd be my friends, yeah. But like a love interest, I'm like, bro, If especially if we barely started talking, if we've been together for a while, yeah, obviously, like, if you can want to leave, you want to stay, it's up to you. But if somebody I just started talking, like with Shad and Elliot, I think I would rather be like, you know what, this, I don't want to put you through this, even if, you know, there's strong feelings there. Because Shad and Elliot, they just kind of started talking, like, that whole movie takes place within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
they say that at the beginning.
And like, yeah, she's falling in love, but like, you know, 3 weeks is not a lot of time. And I would be like, hey, you know what, I'm gonna die, I'm okay.
She's kind of going through like a existential crisis.
Well, yeah, and I was gonna talk about this, dude. This movie brings up the themes of love, but also identity. So she's a queer girl. She's thinks she's lesbian.
No, she, yeah, yeah.
And for her whole life, she was like, I loved girls. Like,
I've always been into girls. I've never once had a thought about a boy.
She even brings it up with Justin Bieber. She's like, when all these girls wanted to be that one less lonely girl, she wanted to be Justin Bieber, you know?
Handing out the roses.
Yeah, handed out the roses to these ladies.
Corny.
Yeah, you know? So I thought this was a really good way of showing, especially at 17.
When 18.
18. Oh yeah, she just turned 18. Yeah. When you're still learning who you are as a person, and she's like, she tells her friends, hey, I think I like a guy. I thought I was lesbian this whole time. But, well, I don't know if lesbian is the correct term, because she says gay. So, gay. I mean, I'm
going to say gay.
Yeah, I think it's interchangeable. So she's gay, and I hope it's interchangeable. If you guys want to cancel me, that's fine. I just, you know.
Correct us.
Yeah, correct us in the comments below, please. So she thinks the whole life she's been gay, and then she's like, I like this guy. And I think this movie does a great job with like identity, and because sometimes you never know. She even says, I might be pan, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm still figuring that out, but like, I'm so happy that this movie gives us a coming of age story of a girl who's still trying to figure out her sexual identity, along with like other things that she has to worry about too, with love, with her family losing the farm, and
not all losing. They sold it with,
well, yeah, me. But I'm just saying, yeah, they sold the farm. So like, this movie does a great job of juggling all that.
And even Chad, he asked her, like, I know you want to go to school and everything, but what do you plan to do after that? Like, you, since you don't want to take over the farm, like, you must, yeah, have some big plan. And she's like, I don't. And that's when she probably starts thinking, like, what am I gonna do? Like,
but you have those thoughts at 18, you have those thoughts at 20, at 25, at 30, even at 40 or 39, whatever, yeah, Aubrey Plaza's age was at
I
the
think
movie.
It was an appropriate question, though.
Yeah,
it's, no, like, it is. If you don't want to take over the farm, then
what are you gonna do?
You should have at least something else lined up, kind of thing, you know? Not, but like, it's set in stone, but like, just a general direction of where you want to go. And I guess college is that direction.
It is that direction.
I was surprised with her reaction to finding out that her parents sold the farm.
Why?
I was like, oh, well, now you care, like,
because she even said it herself, bro. She was like, I always thought it was gonna be here when I come back.
But what good is it just being there if you don't even want it or care for it?
She doesn't want to be a farmer, but she wants to feel at home, right? So like, let's say my parents sold the house that I lived in since I was 8, you know, without telling me, and I didn't live here, and when I come back, it's not here anymore. So,
but we find out she doesn't even go back. Her older self is like, you don't even go home for Thanksgiving.
Well, this year, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised that she reacted so angrily.
Well, that's because she, at that point, she was already changing. She already hung out with her brother a lot. She was hanging out with her mom. She was listening to their advice.
And
that her
brother
older self
even brings it up, because she's like,
yeah, like, hey, are your parents making you hang out with me?
No, well, yeah, but when she finds out the farm is being sold, she's like, how are you not upset? And he's like, I am. I'm just old upset. That's, yeah, different than new upset.
It is.
He's right.
He's right. He's got a point. It is new. He might still be upset about it, but after some point, what are you going
to
do?
You learn how to process that a lot better.
Yeah.
Think about it. Analyze it. You know?
All that good stuff. All the emotions of loss, which is like
the scene where she's sitting there with her mom was so cute.
Which one?
Like right before she leaves, like towards the end of the movie, mm-hmm, where her mom tells her the story about her rocking her as a baby.
Aww.
She's like, I can't do that anymore. And then she's like, that's when I found out that you don't need me. And she's like, no, mom, like, I'm always going to need you.
Well, they bring up a very Tumblr quote, because this is a Tumblr quote. This reminds me, because that's where I saw it from, you know, where Shad is like, someday you're 7 hanging out with your friends and you come home for the last time and you never hang out with your friends again or go to the park or do whatever you guys were doing as kids. It is true, but that's such a Tumblr quote. When I heard that, I was like, bro, I know where you got that from. You can't fucking lie to me. It is true though. Someday you do something for the last time and you might not even know it's the last time. There's a couple things that I've done for the last time that I knew at the moment was the last time, and I like appreciated it and like, you know, did all that good stuff. But a lot of things you would never know it's gonna be the last time. We might, there's gonna be a point where we do the podcast for the last time.
That's true.
Hopefully it's not today though.
And yeah, this is our last goodbye.
Yes, imagine, bro. Nah, we're gonna keep doing this until we're 60. I don't care. I'm not leaving.
I'm not fucking leaving. It was a real tearjerker too.
Yeah, dude, it was a great movie.
Like, it was a really good movie.
Just thinking about it, I hate Chad. I also didn't like Chad just because Chad is just such a Chad name. I'm like, what kind of name is Chad?
Yeah, they could have picked something else.
Yeah, which I get why they picked it, because it makes him look like a fuckboy. But such a fuckboy name. I hate it.
Brad, too.
Brad, yeah. All those white boy names. He's such a typical white boy.
I was like, dang, dude. Like, you know what the sad part is? She doesn't even know how long she has with him.
We don't know. How long do you think they have?
She didn't tell her.
No, I know. But I just, okay. Oh, let's use our imagination.
Well, I would say less than 5 years.
Okay, I was going to say 2 years. So we're giving them a couple years at least. A couple years. Yeah, yeah. 2 to 5 years. That's not bad. I would take that.
It's enough to build up a emotional connection just to rip it out.
You hate to see it.
I think, I forget what scene it was. I think it was when Chad dies. I'm like,
yeah, you did do that. You're like, fuck.
Knife to the heart. Yeah. Fuck.
And then I was like, who's cutting onions in this theater? Because it was a tearjerker, bro. It was a sad movie. Oh, dude, the plot twist was plotting, bro. I love it. She chose love.
She chose love.
Yeah. And I think she gives Aubrey Plaza, her older self, a sense of direction as well. Yeah. I think Elliot, her older self, didn't have a direction at 39 either. Maybe she lost a spark or something, but I think she also got a renewed spark by seeing Elliot be so brave, or her younger
self. She says it. Yeah, she says it on that phone call at the end. Mm-hmm. She's like, thank you for that, because it made me realize that, like, you know, there's life after. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you wallow and you pity and stuff.
After grief.
After grief, there's life.
Do you think she was ever with another guy after Chad?
No.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she just stuck it out with girls.
Oh, I just don't even think with girls.
No, I think
maybe hookups.
No, she even talked about it.
Did she?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I think she just hooked up with somebody.
But that's the thing.
I mean, they talked about
hookups. I think, yeah, obviously, I think she did hookups, but I don't think she had any real relationships after Chad.
I don't know. I
think it's just one of those natural intuitions where you just close yourself off
for 20 years, more than 20 years or 21
people
years.
Are like that, dude.
Yeah, I know. I feel that me being sad for the rest of my life. Oh yes.
But sequel?
No. this is definitely an indie film. Where good movie, we move on and hopefully get some Oscars. Do you think it deserves any type of Oscars for anybody?
I don't know.
It's just coming of age movies like Perks of Being Wallflower, this movie. Oh, such a good movie. They deserve Oscars 100%. I believe Perks of Being a Wallflower deserve nominations, but didn't get any I think coming of age movies is just harder to gain that traction, you know?
Who's your target audience, you know?
Yeah, teenagers.
Like, teenagers don't really want to go see that stuff because they're teenagers.
No, but they do. I watched Perks of Being a Wallflower as a teenager and it really spoke to
me. Okay, one of what?
Yeah, you're right. You're like, oh, one of... Yeah, you're right. You fucking asshole.
And I watched Perks of Being a Wallflower like in my
20s. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because teenagers want to go see action movies. They want to go see comedies and raunchy stuff.
It's the cinephiles who watch this type of movie and they're like, oh, shit. Like us.
Respect. I see you.
I really hope it gets some type of recognition.
Recognition. I think Wild Robot will get animated movie of the year.
Oh, 100%. But we're not here to talk about that.
I know. We were just talking about awards.
I know. It we
came
are.
Came up. All right, guys. Well, that was our review of My Old Ass. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just not planning to watch it at all? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.